from some other studio, not at all live, on a random day of the week. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Once again, seeing you. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
It's been three, four times in the last three, 4 days.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
We're being a little bit different. We're kind of going back to the roots.
We're going back to where we were before. Way back to early episode. No, actually, we're up. We're in an actual studio we've recorded in the back room.
Yep.
The second room.
Yep.
And now we're recording, not live from the main studio. It is Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
The evening. Still nice outside.
So by the time you hear this, there's going to be probably a lot of stuff that happens.
Well, that's it. We talked on Friday. Talked Friday live. It's going to be Tuesday. We're gonna give you a kind of a preview of what's happening coming on in the next week, between here and, well, it'll be like 10 days. So, yeah, it does have a different feel to it. I am super excited still to talk about sports because.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Do you know why?
Oh.
Training camp opened.
Yeah, I know.
NFL training camp.
24 teams, I believe, reported.
Yep. Which feels like now we can officially
start talking about football again.
Can we officially talk about football again, buddy? Yeah. Yeah. Now it feels like we could do an hour.
Yeah. Right.
No problem. Just talking about each team from the NFC North. Right. Like for me as a local fan, Midwest at least, the NFC North is really where it's at for me. You know, like there's. I'm not a huge Chiefs fan. I don't need a dynasty. I've seen a few of them. I saw the Patriots not long ago win a whole bunch of games in a row. I'm not that interested in seeing what Dallas does. Ever.
Yeah, everybody knows what they're going to do, which is mess it all up.
But there's that chance, right? Like they've it's every 15, 20 years it all comes together
96,
for them.
96, wasn't it? The last time they were
30. Every 30 years. Yeah. Every 30 years. Yeah, cuz for me, at least, and I've been hearing it a lot on the sports talk radio shows that I do listen to, the NFC North really is the hot division for talking sports, right?
There's a lot of changes between, your Packers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got a new quarterback last year.
They're running it back, all intents and purposes, other than two major. They signed arguably the best running back in second best running back in free agency and the best defensive player, but if not certainly the best secondary player in Xavier McKinney in the offseason. It's the first time they've splurged in the offseason on a free agent. I mean, Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith was a nice signing a few years ago, but it wasn't top of the line. Xavier McKinney was without argue a top three safety in the league. It's been since Charles Woodson. It's been since those 96, since the late 90s, early 2000s that they've had a player like Xavier McKinney on their roster, let alone, you know, going to start replacing Adrian Amos, who was a passable. He was signed as a big free agent, but he was by the end of the year just some guy. In fact, I'm fairly certain he was either benched or he didn't play towards the end of the year. Xavier McKinney's going to make what feels like a defense that's ready to make that leap. Last year we were talking at this point, they had fired their defensive coordinator.
Right.
Joe Barry?
Yeah.
Was their coordinator last? They had fired him. He was around for a couple of years. Turns out it was his fault. They were bad on defense. So they fired him. Mm-hmm. And whoever they replaced him with was a little better.
Sure.
It might have been just a matter of upgraded roster because they made a lot of draft picks on defense last year.
Right.
Lucas Van Ness was their first-round pick. He flashed in a lot of games where he was that guy, made a couple sacks,
sure.
was athletic, was kind of all over the field. They had Carl Brooks. They had a lot of guys they drafted in the draft that made their defense better,
sure.
Regardless of the scheme. Jair Alexander was hurt and ineffective and randomly showing up on the field at terrible, inopportune times last year. He's back for one more year. That feels like the last year for him, unless he really makes a huge leap into being the best cornerback in the league, like he's trying to be paid. Like this should be his last year in Green Bay, but he's top of the line if he can stay healthy. Eric Stokes is a first round pick from a couple of years ago. He's never been healthy.
Right,
wasn't in college, hasn't been yet as a pro. Probably won't be this year. So naturally, they went and didn't draft any cornerbacks in the draft. I don't know why they were weak there, but you know, I guess you can't draft everything. You can try real hard to hit on all. I think they had like 10 picks in the right. draft this year.
Yep.
But it looks like their defense should be better, right? So should. It's a big old should.
Well, it's always should. It's all shoulda, coulda, woulda. You know, it's.
Well, not every team in the North can be good this year, right? Like the Lions, I can't.
I mean, technically they could. It's going to be, you know, come down to the last two games of the season. And
for everybody, right?
Yeah.
Nobody in this division looks like the worst team in football.
Which is?
Carolina still. Yeah. Carolina, yeah. I don't think you can. You could maybe argue for the Raiders being.
They're a hot mess.
And they are a hot mess without a quarterback and without their best offensive second-best offensive player.
They got Gardner Minshew. What are you talking about?
Like you could tell it's NFL season because I could almost start talking about Gardner Minshew and his swagger and his sweet mustache.
Sure,
and somebody should look up what he looks like at least if we're going to talk about him
any
amount. We're not. But, yeah, so, I mean, you could argue the worst team in football. It's not in the – it might be the Giants, right? Like the Giants –
Yeah, but they, I mean, yeah.
In theory, upgraded, but if they are out a quarterback like they were last year, it doesn't matter who you put on
right.
your
Right, and they lost Saquon
Barkley. Yep.
So
they might be the worst team, but, I mean, in the Packers division, in the NFC North, the Bears are probably the worst team, right? Like, they should still finish last. They should still finish.
I would think so, and I think if a lot of pressure is being put on Caleb Williams, which it shouldn't be. He's a rookie quarterback. He's going to have rookie mistakes. He's going to have that rookie stuff.
Well, listen, you got to look at the amount of rookie quarterbacks who have led their teams to the playoffs.
Which C.J. Stroud is the anomaly.
C.J. Stroud, Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
Is about your short list of players, but the Bears have done everything they can to be a playoff team, right? If they would have kept Justin Fields,
I think
drafted somebody else at number one, you could still say, like, they're going to be a playoff team next year. The way this team's roster is put together and the way they're improving.
Yeah, but their coach.
Still feels okay. I mean, this is his last year if they fail, right?
Like
this,
absolutely.
This has to be. They was given a lifeline with the getting the number one pick this year. Matt Nagy has not. Is it Matt Nagy?
No,
who was he? He was fired a couple of years. Yeah, Eberflus. There we go. Yeah, that's okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
They're going to fire another coach, aren't they?
Yes, they will. I guarantee you they will.
I can name you the last three Bears coaches. They all got fired. Is Dick Geron still their coach?
Yeah. It's still Chicago.
Yeah.
And they don't know how. I mean, there's a reason why. I don't even know the last quarterback that hit 4,000 passing yards.
Zero. They've never had one.
Yeah.
They've never had one. The last time they had a Pro Bowler at quarterback was Jay Cutler. Smoking Jay Cutler has been their best quarterback in their franchise's history. He's got the top three
but they're not,
passing seasons.
They're not
in Bears
known
history.
For developing quarterbacks.
No, they never have.
Nope.
Mike Tomczak, Jim Harbaugh, Jim McMahon, Rex Grossman. These are first-round picks and starters for you, the Chicago Bears. Yes, they finally have a guy. They've never
how
had
they
a guy.
Use them and how they you know, no matter what, how pro-ready somebody is, they're not pro-ready. You know?
No.
You know, there's a pace to the game that no matter what, you're coming from college to the NFL, there's a different pace. You know, in the NFL, the speed, these people, those defensive linemen are big guys and they're strong.
They can come around the edge like
they are
like
grown
college.
Adults.
In college, your giant offensive tackle can cover up for almost all your mistakes.
Right.
In the pros. Nope, the defensive, there's guys like Myles Garrett on just about every single roster, right? Like the best guys they play against in college, there's 11 of them on the other side of the field. You make a mistake, you look the wrong direction, you get hit, you're going to get hit in a spot you didn't see coming.
Typically, those guys are smart. There's a reason why they're in the NFL.
Correct.
You know, because a lot of those college kids don't make it from that. You know, and
oh no, the numbers. I think we were looking at that a couple weeks ago.
Right.
The number of busts, you can call them, as first round picks over the last 40 years is somewhere around 25%. One in four
for the quarterbacks.
For quarterbacks are going to be out of the league within two to four years. They're not going to complete their rookie deal. About half of them turn into
backups.
Average to their draft position, we'll say somewhere between passable and Pro Bowl, and about. Very small, that 3% turn into Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Generally, it doesn't happen. So, I mean,
the classes, the the last five, I mean, you're looking at Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow.
Sure.
You know, Bills, Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. Justin Herbert is
I think he's on a side note, he's going to be the one to watch to see what under Jim Harbaugh.
I am excited to see what I think that Chargers team. I'm a closet Chargers fan. I was a junior Seau fan, have family in Southern California. I like rooting for the Chargers.
Sure.
They're also just one of the, they're like the Bears of the West Coast. I can't explain why they can't win, but over the course of the last 15 years, they just have success.
They've had great teams.
Correct.
You know, they had a talented roster.
Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
All-timers.
But coaching, you know, whatever, or ownership, who knows?
I still don't necessarily, I don't know why I don't believe that Jim Harbaugh is going to be a successful NFL coach. I just don't.
He's won everywhere he went.
It's the Urban Meyer effect for me. I feel like every year they spend out of the pros is a year they get closer to becoming Urban Meyer.
But he didn't.
Or Bobby Bowden.
But he didn't spin out of the college. I mean, he chose to go, okay, I'm going to leave now because I've done everything I could. I don't know.
I'm rooting. Like I said, I'm rooting for their success. I just don't. I don't know though. I don't know. I don't know how that's going
to
work.
Back to it. Yeah, Chicago. I think will be there. It'll be a toss up between Minnesota and Green Bay, and then the Detroit Lions.
Detroit to me is they're the best.
They lost some.
They have. They've drafted stuff really well. They got a couple players in the draft this year. They got two cornerbacks back to back.
Oh, that Alabama one.
Then the second round they got another one. They're building their team exactly how they want. They've got two. They've always got two good running backs. They've got two great wide receivers.
Signed an extension to Jared Goff.
They did. They now apparently have a top 10 quarterback.
Which that guy didn't realize he was going to make that much money after leaving.
Jared Goff has had one heck of a redemption arc for himself to go from number one to replaceable number one and in a Super Bowl. By the way, he's made a Super Bowl before he got cut loose for Matthew Stafford, and now he's had a much better career than Matthew Stafford at this point.
During his career,
they've both been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
Jared, so that team to me feels like a 13-win team.
At least.
Exactly. They're going to be challenging the 49ers, and I feel like the Eagles have a bounce back in them. I do. That Jalen Hurts to me is the best quarterback.
They got Saquon.
Most talented quarterback in the league.
Was Saquon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that can't hurt. It's like Baltimore picking up Derrick Henry. Yeah. That team I want to watch.
That's going to be a fun. If you're into video games, that's a fun Madden. It's like a franchise. Really, really. We'll do well for Madden.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how my Vikings are going to be.
I mean, they're the only. They're a team starting a rookie quarterback.
No, they won't start him.
You don't think that
they clearly got a path, and
you're starting Sam Darnold.
Yes.
So you're gonna be a 500 team at best at a certain point, like three. You're gonna be 3-4.
Don't be surprised if Sam Darnold pulls a Baker Mayfield.
I would be surprised, actually.
I think situation for all these quarterbacks matters.
Sure. Yep.
You know, going to the Jets, that's like a career dive bomb.
Yeah.
You know.
No, so you're
from
not wrong.
From there, he went to Carolina.
And from there, he went to the Niners and had learned a system, right?
Like, I mean, he gained. I think he got a lot of humble pie at San Francisco, and in those couple games he did start, he looked,
and he must have done enough in the background, you know. Yeah, coaches talk. They look at film. They know about practice habits. They see what we don't.
And Minnesota's GM used to be at San Francisco, so I'm sure he knows a lot of people in that, you know, that office, and goes, hey, what do you think?
So you're saying unequivocally that Sam Darnold is an upgrade over all 72 quarterbacks who started last year for the Vikings?
Yeah.
Besides Kirk Cousins, who at one point was a starter, right? But he's better than Josh Dobbs. He's better than
Mullins.
He's better than the
Jared Hall. Yeah.
He's better than all of those.
Yes.
So they should win more. So they're going to win more games than they did last year.
Consistency, yeah.
Right? Like,
plus, not only that, but we also got Aaron Jones. If he stays healthy.
Aaron Jones, that's a win. Like, that for me feels like.
I think you get two more wins just because of him.
It's setting him up for that game against Green Bay where he rushes for like 207.
I can
just taste that one.
Just the, you know, that chip on his shoulder going, you come, here you go.
Yep.
This is what I am.
of course, this is as a Packer, when you see your former Packers go to the Vikings, you sort of just are waiting for them to. Aaron Jones is going to get hurt. He's going to miss like 4 or 5 games in there. He's going to go unplayed for a. That was the problem with the Packers. He'd go games where he'd touch the ball like 7-8 times in a game, and it was not right. Enough. Yeah, Packers have upgraded all over, so they were a 9-8 team last year.
Jacobs is the same way too.
Josh Jacobs feels like an upgrade over Aaron Jones ish. You know,
health issues again.
Correct. If you're on the Madden scale, they're very close. Yeah. 85, 86, somewhere in that neighborhood. They're not all pros. They're not Derrick Henry.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're also not, Andrew Alexander Madison or something. Right. They're
not there anyway.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. So everybody in that division has improved.
Yeah, I mean, I think as far as Sam Darnold, I think he'll do really good.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to be great. I think he's going to have flashes.
Sure.
Because he does that. Every time I've seen it, he does have flashes during, you know, the preseason or during OTAs and,
mm-hmm.
and preseason. He flashes great.
Sure.
And then he gets into the main game and goes, bleh, you know, so I don't know. I'm hoping for the best. I mean, I want to see him play 5-6 games, tank a couple of those, and then bring in JJ at that point. I think. You got to see what he is too.
It is an interesting stage to be in when you have that young quarterback sitting on the bench, right?
Right.
Like you've got that toy, that shiny thing that you really want to see. But the only way you're going to see him is if your team struggles because your quarterback isn't playing well.
Right.
So you're willing to give up, and me too. Like you're willing to give up a couple wins to be able to see him right. early versus like Patrick Mahomes when he sat an entire year behind
right.
Alex Smith. It's because. The Chiefs were good. The Chiefs made the playoffs. The year after that, they had a real hard decision to make, and they put in a new quarterback for a playoff team. It worked great for them.
I think there's a lot to be said about that Green Bay Packer, you know, model. Would I love to see Darnold just really take off and get in the playoffs, and, you know, next year we have JJ. And then trade Sam Darnold for something.
Your team is too talented. They've signed Christian Darrisaw,
who's
one of the best offensive tackles in football, to an extension recently.
Yep, 4 years today.
When you're signing Justin Jefferson to the most money given to a non-quarterback in the history of the NFL, you are not tanking. You don't have the financial room to tank. You don't have the space to take on high-end first-round picks.
You have 4 years.
You are winning today. Yes.
Yep.
Your quarterback, the only thing, I said this before, the only thing you can tank for in the NFL is a quarterback.
Right.
If you have a quarterback, you can no longer be in tank mode. You got to figure out what to put around him to be able to win some games.
And I think if you take out that variable of Kirk Cousins last year getting hurt,
mm-hmm.
I think Minnesota's up there.
Right.
I mean, in the playoffs.
Oh, sure.
You know?
They win another couple games, right?
Yeah, like sure.
They're up.
I mean, they're 7-10.
They put the Packers a game. You're right. They probably supplant the Packers as that team.
Yeah.
And
to your Packers, because we had Jordan Love is now not practicing.
As of Tuesday today, he wasn't going to practice till he had a new deal, which is it's a strange take from where he was, where he did the Packers a solid and signed a team-friendly deal the last couple of years.
Right.
And the Packers did him right by letting Aaron Rodgers walk.
Right.
You know, they feel like two teams that shouldn't be playing chicken with each other at this point in their – like. Just,
I don't know. I mean, the problem I think they're seeing is, okay, was there enough sample size to pay him the money? They're talking – $50 million plus.
They knew this going into it, that if he played well in this small sample size, they had to pay him like he's the...
Because who else are you going to be? Who else are you going to go, you know?
Nowhere. He's in his fifth year. If you need to draft him next first, that means your next first-round pick is a quarterback, and you're basically where the Vikings are. But you don't want to be there.
Right.
Jordan Love played like a top 10 quarterback, right? Like, we've made that list.
The last, what, 6 games?
Jordan Love slots in somewhere near the Dak Prescott. Is he better than Jared Goff? Yes.
No,
is he?
I don't know.
I don't know. I believe.
But the thing is that last year, the problem is that when you get these new quarterbacks that come in,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the first handful of games, they're like, you know, and all of a sudden in the last 6 or whatever it was, he looked great. Well, that means the teams now didn't have a chance to go, you have a whole offseason. You know, the 3 other teams in that division, I guarantee you they're looking at tape and everything and going, how do we stop that?
And
they're going to figure it out, and then that's when you need to see whether or not Jordan Love's your quarterback or not, is how he deals with adversity.
They have a interest. Their Packers offense last year did not have a guy near 1,000 yards receiving, right?
Right.
Like, Jordan Love had a Pro Bowl year. He led his team to the playoffs, won a couple playoff games.
Yeah, they were three plays away from being...
He was a drive away. Yeah. He played like a young quarterback for the first time in almost the entire season at the worst possible time last year, if I remember. His season ended in a Favreian effort with an interception across the field.
Right.
They had Jalen Reed was their best wide receiver, was their best offensive player last year. He only had 800 yards receiving. They run an interesting offensive scheme. So you could call him a system quarterback, but you still need the quarterback to make that system look good. And that you don't sign Jordan Love, he gets more expensive.
Yeah.
Every single day, because you're waiting. Some other quarterback is about to get signed. I don't know who it is.
The only one that really is left to sign is Dak, and he's going to wait. He's going to play this year out. He's going to hit free agency.
Can the Packers just trade Jordan Love for Dak Prescott?
Would you want to, though?
No. Jordan Love's an improving quarterback.
He's 25.
He's got 10 more years in him to be the Packers quarterback.
I'm just saying, I won't be surprised if this coming year that he's going to stumble. Because the defenses are going to figure him out. They're going to see how he does things. Every quarterback's got a little intricacies, has their little their own little things. And last year, they didn't have enough time to see that.
There were spots early in the season where he did not look great.
No.
They were showing it on SportsCenter, of course they were, where he was just thrown off his back foot, looking terrible. And then the next week, they had to be like, oh, he's good now. And then they spent the last month of the season trying to – you'd hear it on the sports radio – trying to talk themselves into him being the best.
Right.
And so he's somewhere in the middle. But you still have to pay him. If you have to overpay for a quarterback, so be it. Because you'd rather overpay and have a guy who's decent.
Like, right.
But you'd rather get – even if you overpay him and he turns into just Baker Mayfield – that's still better than just Sam Darnold. That's still better than Justin Fields / Russell Wilson if you're the Steelers. Yeah, it's deaf. That is a messy. That's an ugly team waiting to happen.
I won't be surprised if that happens better, too.
I would love to, Mike Tomlin always wins.
Yeah. The other things I like about my Vikings is the improved on the defense.
Yeah.
Brian Cushman? Let me look. I got it up here right now.
Is that the defensive coordinator?
Jonathan Greenard.
Oh, yeah.
From
Houston. They essentially traded Danielle Hunter for that linebacker.
Well, also they got Blake Cashman, too.
Okay.
From the Texans also. As well. Picked up, what else did we pick up? A couple other guys. Andre Carter. Those are the two big ones. Also, the other one was the Dolphins.
Well, my thing is that did they retain the D coordinator? Did they they've got Flores again for a second year.
Yeah.
That's the thing for me, consistency. Brian Flores is one of the best D coordinators in the league.
All the higher staff is still there.
Oh, there you go.
Because in the last 5-6 years, at 1 year, gone.
Correct.
Kevin Stefanski, 1 year, gone.
Yep.
You know, so, but they also picked up, we signed other guys. I mean, there's one.
I mean, in the NFL, you don't need a Ravens circa 2002 level defense. You don't need a team that's going to shut down every aspect of an offense. You just need a defense that stays, that keeps that keeps the offense off the field once in a while, that gets a couple three and outs more than the other team. Vikings 2 years ago did not have that. They had arguably the worst defense in the history of football.
Right. But they fixed it.
About halfway there last year. Like they were middle of the road, and it.
And some things, they were ranked in the top 10.
Because everything outside of quarterback play put the Vikings as a playoff team last year. But when you don't have quarterback play, you ain't got...
It's hard.
You don't have a team.
Right.
How long?
We still got... we got 30 minutes. We're doing 5 minutes. We got over 5 minutes,
Over 5 minutes, and we've only talked football.
Hey.
Boy, that feels familiar.
I mean, between now and then, in the next... Today is Tuesday, so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. By the time this airs, there could be injuries already in OTAs. There could,
This is where you start to. If you're a sports fan like I am, like I know you are, this is where you start to a little more ESPN radio, a little more sports radio in your background, a little more things ding up on my phone that say, "Oh."
I mean, they're talking more NFL and all the shows.
Yeah, The fantasy football once again. I'm going to keep teasing this till we finally figure out a time to do it. Do you want to draft? Well, you want to draft a team again this year?
Yeah, we might as well.
That feels right. Yeah. That was it for football. Just because I wanted to mention,
Dak still hasn't signed. He probably won't. CeeDee Lamb's a no-show.
Yep.
So if they don't sign CeeDee Lamb,
I mean, this all feels like you have to sign these guys, right? Like, who doesn't? Besides Le'Veon Bell, remember Le'Veon Bell?
Yeah.
I don't know a player who's sat out, who hasn't called the bluff. A team that hasn't called the bluff. You know, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm missing some.
On a, speaking of which. Bengals.
Joe Burrow? No, Jamar Chase.
The other one, T. Higgins.
T. Higgins.
Showed up to practice.
Of course he did. Like I said, he had threatened to not until they trade him. They signed him. He wasn't going to sign his franchise
tag.
Which
he did.
Of course he did. It was $15 million.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, you should sign that deal.
But there's a lot of stories that we're going to really hop. By the time we broadcast live next week, there'll be a lot of stories.
Okay. Well, good. We'll have some NFL to talk about next week.
Plus the Olympics next week.
Well, because I was going to say, other than the Olympics, which is the largest sporting event in the world every 4 years happening, there really wasn't much else, right?
How are the Brewers doing?
Brewers are, they've scuffled coming out of the All-Star break. They've got a series against the Twins that they didn't do super hot, and they're playing the Cubs in a series.
Did they win them, though?
The Brewers are sitting at 57-43. Nothing too. They're pretty much the same team. Once again, I've got three players though, because I'm gonna take the leap and just decide that the Brewers are gonna make the playoffs.
Sure.
Because they're 5 games up in their division. They took They did sweep the Twins.
Yep.
And they lost to the Cubs yesterday, so I guess they're technically.
How are you losing the Cubs?
They finally did. They have been crushing Craig Council. They've been. It's been that Craig Council anger.
Didn't they redemption. Celebrated in that?
I'd hope they don't, but like they probably are just super excited to win some games. They seem to like Pat Murphy. He seems like a good guy. Brewers are sitting five games up. They should make the playoffs. They're. The odds of them winning the division is something like 80%. The odds of them making the playoffs is over 90%. It takes a real effort of losing. It takes some serious injuries for that to go away, which is why I was going to mention the three players that they need for this to win a series. Please let me watch one series where the Brewers win a series one time. Just Devin Williams is their all-star closer.
Okay.
One of the best three relievers in the National League has been for 3 years. He was the understudy to Josh Hader. He was the reason they were able to.
1 minute left.
Jeez. Just trade Josh Hader. Wow.
Not even a minute.
Snuck right up on me.
We got to record. We record. We can only do so long.
28 in a chair because there's a thing. Yeah. Oh, man. Devin Williams hasn't pitched all year. He had a back fracture.
Okay.
He's coming back. At some point, it makes a very good bullpen. Oh, the best bullpen in baseball. That's how you win. Christian Yelich staying healthy for the remainder of the season, and Jackson Chourio continuing to play like one of the best in baseball gives them a chance to be to win some playoff series.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about that next week. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, everybody.
We will see you at the block party on Saturday from 3 till 9. Free food.
Yeah.
Meet everybody.
See you soon. Bye. All right.